Lenin's Tomb, The Last Days of the Soviet Empire by David Remnick. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Preface. Long before anyone had a reason to predict the decline and fall of the Soviet Union, Nadezhda Mandelstam filled her notebooks with the accents of hope. She was neither sentimental nor naive. She had seen her husband, the great poet Osip Mandelstam, swept off to the camps during the terror of the 1930s. She described in ruthlessly clear terms how the regime left its subjects in a permanent state of fear. The people of the Soviet Union had been made, as she put it, slightly unbalanced mentally. Not exactly ill, but not normal either. But Mandelstam, unlike so many scholars and politicians, saw the signs of the Soviet system's inherent weakness and believed in the resiliency of the people. On August 20, 1991, a rainy, miserable afternoon, I walked among the crowds protecting the Russian parliament from a potential invasion by the leaders of a military coup. We all saw that day what so few could have predicted. Soviet citizens, workers, teachers, hustlers, children, mothers, grandparents, even soldiers, all standing up to a group of ignorant men who believed themselves yet another improved version of the Bolshevik regime and possessed of a power to freeze, even turn back time. In their hurried calculations, the conspirators assumed the masses were too exhausted and indifferent.